The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Jacobowitz, Mechaber Sefer Gvul Rishonim on Erevin, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For more information about the center, or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Erevin Daf Tzadi Gimel. The Gemara says on the bottom half of Tzadi Gimel and Beis, the Gemara discusses a Shiloh, boy by name Rav Huna, boy by name Rav Yehuda. Abaye said over that Rabbah himself, Rabbah his Rebbe, had asked Rav Huna from Rav Yehuda, Irv derech ha-Pesach or Nistam ha-Pesach, or Irv derech ha-Chaloyim and Nistam ha-Chaloyim. The explanation of the Shiloh is that the halacha is that there are two chatzeres adjacent to each other. So if there's no entrance, no Pesach, no doorway or no Chaloyim, no window connecting the two chatzeres to each other, rather there's a wall separating the two from each other and there's no connection between the two of them, no opening between the two of them, and each chatzer makes its own Erev chatzeres, and any keli which started of Shabbos in the houses of either chatzer may only be taken out and carried in that chatzer, may not be carried over to the other chatzer. One cannot throw it over the wall or climb over the wall and take it with him. However, if there's a Pesach between the two chatzeres, there's an entranceway in between the two of them, then they have the choice that if they want to keep Ma'arav separately and make a separate Erev Chatzeres in each one, and then they will be considered separate from each other as if there was no Pesach, as if there was no doorway. However, they also have the option of being Ma'arav together. The two Chatzeres can make one Erev together. Since there's a doorway connecting them, a Pesach between them, they do have the option of having themselves considered as one Chatzer, and then they would be Ma'arav, make one Erev Chatzeres. It would be kept, the Erev Chatzeres would be kept in one of the houses in one of the Chatzeres, the pas, the box of matzahs that we use nowadays, for the Erev Chatzeres. There will be only one box of matzahs. It will be kept inside one of the houses of one of the chatzeres. And this will allow people to carry between the two chatzeres from the houses in one chatzer to the houses in the other chatzer, from the house of one chatzer to the other chatzer. They will be considered like one. Now, let's say if in the middle of Shabbos, this Pesach, this doorway gets closed up. It gets stuffed up. It gets closed up. So now the two chatzeres are separate from each other. So now what happens? Where are they allowed to carry? Especially because in one of the chatzeres does not have an Erev Chatzeres, does not have a pas, does not have a box of matzahs anywhere in that chatzah, because there's only one box of matzahs that was used, and that one is kept in the house in the other chatzah, because we said that there's only one pas that's necessary for the two chatzeres, since they're making one Erev Chatzeres together. So the shaila is, what happens to that other chatzah? And even the first chatzah, which still has its box of matzahs in one of its houses, are they allowed to carry, could they throw something over the wall to the other chatzah, could they carry over the wall, or if there's any small cracks in the wall, which does not qualify as a Pesach, as an entranceway, but could they slip something through one of those cracks, through the Churim Mitzvah, and what's the halacha? And the Pesach that Rav Huna gave was Shabbos Kimmich Hutter Hutter. That Shabbos, once it became Mutter, became Mutter. That's important to note, that as the Gemara discusses more, Daf Yud Zayin, Tosfos tells us about this, at length of various places, that there's a difference between if something goes wrong in the middle of Shabbos with the Erev Chatzeres, such as this case, or the Erev Chatzeres that's connecting the two Chatzeres to each other, something went wrong in the middle of Shabbos, was Nistam HaPesach, the entranceway that connected the two Chatzeres got stuffed up in the middle of Shabbos, then we say that Kimin Shehutter Hutter, since it was Mutter in the beginning of Shabbos, it stays Mutter. However, if something goes wrong with the Mechitzes, let's say there's a string Erev, there's a Pesach Erev around an area, which makes into a proper Shiyachid, that even, not only Midrash, but even Midrabbana Chazal treat it as a Shiyachid, one may now, through an Erev Chatzeres, one may now carry there. If the Pesach falls down in the way that topples the Erev, that's not possible, there's no halacha of Kimin Shehutter Hutter, and you may not carry the rest of Shabbos, unless the Erev gets fixed. As we discussed on the end of the Shabbat of Tzadi Aleph, one may have a guy come and fix the middle of Shabbos, but as long as the Erev is down, one may not carry. Now, this halacha of Erev Chatzeres, that Shabbos Kimmich Hutter Hutter, the once was Mutter at the beginning of Shabbos, it stays Mutter the rest of Shabbos, the Rosh, and the end of the first paragraph, Daf Yud Zayin, takes it a step further, and the Rosh says that if there was an Erev that was made, let's say there was an Erev that was made, a long-term Erev, like we do, we make an Erev Chatzeres once, we usually do it before Pesach, we make it once for the whole year. And then, during one of the weeks, the Pesach that's between the two chatzeres, let's say on Friday, one of the Pesachim got closed up, and it only got reopened in the middle of Shabbos, or didn't get reopened yet. What is the halacha? Do we say this concept, do we apply this concept of Kimin Shehutter Hutter, that since it was Mutter originally when the Erev Chatzeres was made, and it was Mutter for previous Shabbosim, now it came Mutter for the rest of the Shabbos, although at the beginning of Shabbos the Pesach was not there, and the two chatzeres did not have any doorway, any entrance connecting them, which would theoretically render the Erev Chatzeres invalid. So says the Rosh, that in this case, where the Pesach was closed up on Friday and only got reopened in the middle of Shabbos, so the beginning of Shabbos, when there was no Pesach connecting the two chatzeres, then one may not carry from one chatzer to the other. However, once it got opened in the middle of Shabbos, although there's no Kimmich HaHutra on this Shabbos, it was never Mutter on this Shabbos yet, but since the Erev was established for all the Shabbos, and it was used in the previous Shabbos, So we consider as if it is a continuation of the previous Erev Chaseres, which has been existing for the rest of the year. And if the Pesach, the entrance between two Chaseres, gets opened in the middle of Shabbos, for the rest of Shabbos, one may carry from one Chatzah to the other Chatzah. One may carry between the two Chaseres. This is the Chiddush of the Rosh, and this Chiddush of the Rosh is Kapaskin by the Torah and by the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shinai and Dalet Sif Aluf. The Irbu Derech Haloyin and Pesach Shavaneim. If two Chaseres make one Erev Chaseres together through a window or a doorway between them, the Nisna of Shabbos is closed up in the middle of Shabbos. But Tarim the Shtamish, they can still carry Derech Gerva Kaisel over the top of the wall, the Churim, or through small holes in the wall. Now, Filim Erev the Shana, if they made an Erev for the whole year, the Nisna Pesachol, and now the Pesach got closed off in the middle of the week, the Niftach Shabbos, it did not get opened up until the middle of Shabbos. As soon as the doorway gets reopened or the window gets reopened in the middle of Shabbos, the Erev goes back to its original Heter, and they may carry from one to the other for the rest of Shabbos, although to the beginning of Shabbos it wasn't good. Now the Bialoha points out that the Schish, the Rosh is coming from one Raya, and that Raya is from the Gemara and Shabbos Daf Kefalef that discusses Sfinos, ships that were attached to each other, and they got separated from each other. When they're separate from each other, one may not carry from one to the other. Chosven is Kasher, if they get reattached, then the Chosven is Tera Rishon. The halacha, the Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Kefalef, is that now one may once again carry from one ship to the other. Now the Rosh says that if these ships got separated from each other on Shabbos, then they don't have to be reattached in order to be allowed to carry from one to each other. The Shabbos Kimish Hutra Hutra, once the beginning of Shabbos was good, it remains good, and the Erev Chaseres between the connection between the two ships, the Erev Chaseres between them remains good for the rest of Shabbos. So the Rosh says it must be discussing a case where the ships are usually connected to each other, they had Erev Chaseres together, they were connected and carried from one to each other previous Shabbos, and now in the middle of the week, let's say on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, they got separated from each other, and now, in the beginning of Shabbos, it's also the carry from one to each other, because the ships are separated from each other, and now in the middle of Shabbos, Chalzev and Eskasha, they got reattached, now one may carry from one ship to the other ship, because since this Erev is a pre-existing Erev that was made at a time when the ships were attached to each other, and it was used under such conditions, even though at the beginning of this Shabbos they're separate, but now that they got reattached, for the rest of the Shabbos, it will be good, the Erev. Now the Bialoha points out, there are many Rishonim who say different types to the Rosh's Kasha. They have a different Pshat Gemara Sfinis. They explain that the reason why one cannot carry from one ship to the other when they're separated is because the boats move a little bit. They're in the water, they move a little bit, and there's water in between. The area where the water is a kamalus. And obviously when two Rosh's Tiyochas are separated by a kamalus, one is not allowed to carry from one to each other. It is not a situation where two Rosh's Tiyochas are connected and they just need an Erev Chaseres between them. Rather, there's a kamalus separating them. Chosven and Eskasha, they get reattached. Now there's no kamalus between them. One can carry straight from one Sfinis to the other. So now the Rosh no longer has a raya. There's no longer a raya that we're discussing a case where the Sfinis got separated during the week and they got reattached on Shabbos. It could be the whole story happened on Shabbos. They got separated on Shabbos and reattached on Shabbos. And the reason why one was not allowed to carry from one ship to the other while they were separated, and we did not apply the rule of Kimetz Hutra Hutra, is because when they got separated, there was water in between, there was caramelists in between. And according to these Rishonim, one would not have a right to this principle of the Rosh, that even if the Pesach got stuffed up during the week, and got ruined during the week, if it got reopened on Shabbos, one may carry the rest of Shabbos, based on the fact that the Erev was established at a time when there was a valid Pesach between them. La'alocha, the Bi'alocha does say, that Ladina we can be semech on the Shtis Rosh, since the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch and other Achrenim go with this Pesach of the Rosh. However, the Bi'alocha is not happy about this Kula, and as we'll see in other cases, where there's other reasons that one would want to be Machmer, where it's not supposed to be Mekel, the Bi'alocha is not willing to be semech on the Chiddush of the Rosh. A case in point would be the Halocha of the Ramah says, the Ramah adds in, V'afilu sasba b'mezid. Normally we're talking about a case where the Pesach got temporarily blocked up by something which happened unintentionally. Let's say someone came and purposely stuffed up the Pesach. And Mishnah Berurah explains, we're not talking about that they temporarily stuffed up the Pesach. They did. They planned it to be permanent. They no longer want to have a Pesach between them. They planned, that was it. There's not going to be a Pesach between these two Chaseres anymore. And the Ramah says, even in this case, if it gets reopened, we apply the rule of Shabbos, Kivin Shotra Hutra, and if in the beginning of Shabbos there was a Pesach, and if it got closed up in the middle of Shabbos, and then it gets reopened, we apply the rule of Hutra Hutra, and both when the Pesach was non-existent and after it's reopened, one may carry from one Chaser to the other. Now, what about if it got purposely, intentionally stuffed up during the week, and it was meant to be permanent, and no longer there will be a connection between these two Chaseres? It was not temporarily, it was not because some construction work was going on once, so a worker purposely had to put something there, but it was meant to be permanent, and it happened during the week. It happened during the week. And now, in the middle of Shabbos, it gets reopened. So now, if it would have gotten closed up unintentionally, so then we would have the concept, the principle of the Rosh, that since this Erev was existent under good conditions previous weeks, and even though it got stuffed up during the week, if it got reopened on Shabbos, now it goes back to the original Hatter. However, the Bialocha says that many Achrenim are machmer in the case of the Ramah, in the case where purposely It was closed up, and it was meant to be permanent, and then for some reason it got reopened in the middle of Shabbos. They changed their minds, or somehow and suddenly got reopened in the middle of Shabbos. Here the Bir Halacha says we cannot apply the principle of the Rosh, and it's clear in the Bir Halacha that the continuation of what the Bir Halacha said before, that he's not happy about this whole kula of the Rosh. And although the Dina Halacha, we do have the right to be samech on the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch, and the Achrenim will go with it, to have the Pesach got closed off during the week and got reopened in the middle of Shabbos, we could be mako for the rest of Shabbos. However, under the circumstances that it was closed up during the week intentionally and meant to be permanently, if you reopen the middle of Shabbos, the Chavetz Chaim Paskins, the Bialacha Paskins, that we cannot be Mako and use this Pesach for the rest of Shabbos, and one cannot carry from one Chotzer to the other Chotzer. Now, another place where we see that the Bialacha does not want to be Semech on the Rosh any more than necessary is the Bialacha. He contemplates a Shaila, the next Bialacha, the Maskul Nista Pesach B'chol. Now, until now, we're discussing a case where a Chatzeris problem came up. Let's say in the case of the Shulchan Aruch, where the basic case where a Chatzeris problem came up in the middle of Shabbos, or let's say in the case of the Rosh, where a Chatzeris problem came up during the week, which extended into the middle of Shabbos, that means the Chatzeris problem is that two Chatzeris are next to each other. In order to make an Erev Chatzeris between the two of them, they must have a Pesach between them. If there's no valid Pesach, the Pesach is stuffed up, then they have a problem with Hilchos Eruv Chatzeris that they cannot make an Erev Chatzeris together. Now let's say there was another problem. Let's say there was the whole connection between the various Chatzeris. There's various Chatzeris and Mavoyis that are connected to each other, and one of the Tzuras HaPesach falls down. The Tzuras HaPesach falls down. That means part of the string Eruv that makes this area into Rosh Yochid, even after the Kohen's Chazal, Chazal allow one to carry there and treat it as Rosh Yochid is based on the fact that the fence is around it or Tzuras HaPesach around it. And let's say the Tzuras HaPesach came down in the middle of Shabbos, or let's say it came down during the week, and now the Tzuras HaPesach was fixed. It was fixed in the middle of Shabbos. Now, obviously, when the Tzuras HaPesach is down and there's no valid mechitzas around the area, one may not carry there. The question here is only in regards to when it comes back up, whether it came down on Shabbos or came down before Shabbos. We're only discussing now when the Tzuras HaPesach goes back up. Now, here the Bialach differentiates, and he says that the mechitzas fell down on Shabbos, although the mechitzas were not there and the Erev Chatzeris was not valid because one cannot carry the Erev out of the house where it was kept, or to the place where one to the other areas of the chutzah, the other areas including that while the mechitzah were down. Once the mechitzah go back up, now everything goes back to its place. One may carry it, Erev Chatzeris is good. But what about if the mechitzah fell down before Shabbos, they only go back up on Shabbos? So here the Bir Halacha says that although when the whole problem is the Erev Chatzeris type of problem, we're summed up on the Rosh, the way it's kapaskin in the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch, that we now say that since this Erev was made for the whole year and it was valid previous weeks, so this week also, as long as the circumstances become better in the middle of Shabbos, for the rest of Shabbos you can make it. However, if the problem that came up during the week that extended into Shabbos is a mechitzas problem, that the mechitzas themselves were down, and this area was not an area which allowed for Erev Chatzeris at all, and not allowed for carrying altogether, so here the Bir Halacha is more hesitant to be make it. Again, over here we see how he differentiates between if the whole story happened on Shabbos, so if the problem came from before Shabbos, and in the beginning of Shabbos, there was a problem where the Erev Chatzeris was not valid, in this case because the mechitzas are actually down, Kiddush Bir Halacha is not so willing to be meiko. He brings his Nishmas Adam, which can be found in Chayonim, Kla, and Beis. Nishmas Adam is meiko l'chatchila. The Bir Halacha himself does agree that b'shas hadchak one can be meiko, and therefore, if there's a shas hadchak, there's extenuating circumstances, if there's a need to be meiko, so even if the mechitzas fell down during the week, and they were fixed on Shabbos, one could be meiko to carry and use the Erev Chatzeris for the rest of Shabbos, but it's not as l'chatchila as the Bir Halacha would have said it is if the whole story would have taken place on Shabbos, and if by the beginning of Shabbos the mechitzas were good. So here again, the Bir Halacha makes clear that it's because he says very clearly that because he holds the whole shita of the Rosh is not so poshut to be meiko and say that even though it was not a valid Erev at the beginning of Shabbos, it's good when it gets fixed because for previous weeks it was good. Although we are meiko to be semech on the shita of the Rosh, when there is another problem, such as if purposefully and intentionally permanently the Pesach was stuffed up during the week in the case of the Ramah, or in this case which the Nishmas Adam and the Bir Halacha discuss, where the problem that existed at the beginning of Shabbos was the Mechitas problem, here the Bir Halacha does not want to make a Chila, he says only to make a B'Shas HaTchak if it gets fixed in the middle of Shabbos. Obviously one has to check out what the problem with the Pesach was, if it's a problem that was a problem with Dino, or if it's something that was only a Chumrah, the Chatchila, that we were Machmed Chatchila, to